Hi, and welcome to Quantum Removal of Infections. Oh my goodness, many of you have already signed in. Fantastic. So the gang's all here. We've got a lot to do today. We're going to be working on viral infections. I'm going to just show you real quick the chart so you can get started right away, and then we'll have our traditional start of class. I just literally finished, got our list of students an hour ago, and have been working away on really these things that are really specific to you. You're going to be doing doorknob during this training, and you can see that it's a good-sized chart. I'll put this in later. I'll put it in now, too. Doorknob, though. Everybody doing doorknob, please. And then we're going to just go to our traditional way of starting. Okay. Let's see here. Mother, Father, God, we ask for your presence on this call and your presence with each person in attendance. We ask for a complete miracle for each student, and that if viruses are a problem with them, that they get their information, they get their transformation, and they get their healing today. We ask for the most deep and profound healing that you can possibly share with us. And we ask that our skill level increase and that our abilities increase, that we clear out any interferences, entitlements, walk-ins, sleep invaders, anything that's been interfering with our getting our miracle. We ask that those clear out today once and for all. We thank you for all the miracles we have experienced in our body, all the proof and the evidence that, yes, transformation is at hand. We thank you for the inspiration of new ways of dealing with things and new ways of looking at things. We thank you for your presence. Angels, golden legions, guides, gods, goddesses, saints and sages, Jesus and Mary, and all those who stand with us to get this work out into the world, we thank you. We thank you for holding a space for us, a great Stonehenge, a great circle surrounding us, keeping us safe, uplifting us, keeping us in that highest level of the quantum field and the field of transformation. We ask for ease and grace, especially for those who are newer in our trainings, that they may find a relaxed, peaceful way to join in, even though they don't know everything right now about what everything means, that they feel easy, that they feel relaxed, they feel that they're in good hands, and they can just relax and trust and get to work and have their natural curiosity show up, especially when it's important to show up. And we thank you for the healing for the newbies and your healing for those who have been working at it for a few years and are ready for a miracle today. We thank you for the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the people who we love and who love us and who really get us. Thank you, God, for giving us those people in our life that really get us, that love us as we are. We thank you for healing isolation for those who are experiencing that sense of isolation. We thank you for removing that from the field today. We thank you for all the love and all the presence and all the miracles we've already experienced and are experiencing in our future. Amen. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. And then our opening blessing, a call to lighten, and that is what we are doing. We're lightening, we're letting go, we're releasing viral infections today. soft the night and sweet the spirit. Gentle voices call our song. We are magic, we are wonder. When we live beyond the veil, humankind, please raise your thoughts. Bring a plane of peace and love. We the guardians of the pilgrims, we the authors of the play. So we are working on quantum removal of infections, and today is class two. We are removing the viral infections. And the opposite of viral infection is love. So love can be really the healing balm for viral infections. In today's training, we're going to be both removing programs and allowing the viral infection that's embedded in the body, removing the spiritual interferences as well as removing the infections. So we're going to be really doing a big clean out. You'll get directions on how to clear out when you're done and how many days, so that'll be towards the end of the class. I've already got that mapped out for you. And how many clearings you typically would need to do to clear a viral infection. And what was so interesting, I have to say, we're going to go so that George can see my face. What was so interesting today, as I was creating the chart, I started looking at viral infections very much like we're looking at the anchors and interferences, and how we need to start mapping the infections, like who brought it in, how long it's been here, what it's doing, why we have the viral infections. Because viral infections are not natural. And when we start looking at the chart, you're going to see the chart surprisingly. Well, let's go ahead and look. We could start talking about that. So I'm thinking that although this is the way to clear, this is what we need to do, we might take the top worst, maybe five viral infections, and sort them out kind of like we do when we do interferences or when we do anchors, and look at are they taking energy from us? Are they anchored in with nanotechnology? There was a lot of nano stuff, nanites, and a lot of stuff on this chart, which makes me know that viruses are created. They aren't some boo-boo that just surfaced. It's something that's been created. So it'd be really good to investigate that. But let's take a look at the chart here. So I wanted to look at the fourth column after we do, of course, the clearing statement. Right permission and ability to be free of all viral infections in my body. Degenerative viral programs informing reducing my immunity, resilience to experiencing viral infections permanently cleared, disappearing anchors, interferences of all kinds, DNA influences, programs from these infections, and autoimmune components to reset the patterns with cellular neogenesis at 100%. We want to clear that right now. So if you're in Year of Miracles and you've got an infection that's in, say, the endocrine system somewhere, when you come into that class, you'll have cleared the permission to regenerate. Wonderful, with permanent improved results, removing altering, amalgamated, compulsive, cruel, deceptive, demonic, dominating, intertwined, intolerant, and parasitical. But let's look first at the anchors. I think that's going to be important for us. So embedding cords, Lucifer stops and demonic stops. So already I start thinking that there's stuff that we probably need to look at also in the blueprint, because Lucifer and demonic stops get imprinted in us in the blueprint. Wow. Okay. And so if we decide to, there's 16 things that we could do in a blueprint activation. I probably need a good 15 minutes to get those 16 things. So we can talk about that in a minute here. But as we see Lucifer and demonic stops, we know that we need to look in the blueprint. Seeds, portals, duct, clamp, wormhole, obstruction, rays, holographic facade. So things that are, you know, look like something, but they're something else. Nanoquads, that's a nanotechnology with four prongs. Tubes, permeations, alter ego, nanotechnology, DNA splicing, so it's spliced into the DNA. Holographic staples, scions, nanonovum, implants, conduits, nanites, hitch, plugs, solar drape, ganglery system, implants, and rods. So that's probably one of the longest anchors lists that we've had on a chart. It just never goes into the second page. I think maybe one over a couple times, but this one went well into the second page. We also have quite a list of the advanced interferences, almost two full pages of the advanced interferences. So I think that it's important for us as we're clearing and really wanting to be more aware to begin to look at how were these created and what is their purpose and why do we experience them and why is it kind of epidemic? The human papillary, HPV virus that like more than 80% of people have. And now they're doing vaccines, and I'm sure that's got DNA splicing with it. So, you know, not exciting. But why? Why is it so rampant? And who created it? I think that's where I began to kind of question bacterial infections. We have bacteria in the body. So when the bacteria gets out of control, we get, you know, something that's infected. But we need healthy bacteria. So, but with viruses, I don't think that viruses are natural or normal or healthy or what we look for in the body. We don't look for viruses in the body in a healthy way like we do with bacteria. So I think that that's something well worth investigating. So let me say good morning to people. We're doing the doorknob. For those of you who are newer to our trainings, the doorknob is the hand facing forward and facing in, and the fingers are wrapped around as if wrapped around a doorknob. And so we're going to do this. This is the doorknob. You could also, if you want to, do chopping. I saw that they were pretty close neck and neck effective. And so if chopping feels better to you, then you could do chopping. So they both came up as good for clearings. And I suspect that doorknob is used really specifically for specific kinds of viruses and chopping used for specific kinds of viruses. That would be another class where we had like the top 10 viruses that are on the planet. We had, you know, really just mapped out viruses, where they come from, what their anchors are, who created them, why they're here, what are they doing, are they draining our energy, are they, you know, are they gathering information? I just start thinking that this is just, you know, really more mapping that we could do. This is the clearing technique, but wouldn't it be interesting to actually identify virus by virus, like herpes? So many people have herpes, and there's so much shame and embarrassment around herpes. And so many people, you know, on the planet, I don't know about our audience, have HIV and AIDS. And hepatitis. Hepatitis is so horrific. So a lot of these really, really nasty viruses that are really hard to clear up. And I think that we have to really start looking in a different way. I'm sorry that it just came to me like 30 minutes before the class started, because I could have started working on this already. And I really do want to blast with you, because I know that you have viruses that you want cleared. And if I start mapping, I won't be blasting. So I was thinking, well, maybe I could start mapping in class. But I think what we need to do is go with what we have, what we already have mapped out on the chart, which is fantastic, and then maybe take the top 10 viruses that are experienced on the planet and look at them like spiritual interferences, ask the same kind of questions. Where did they come from? How long have they been here? Why are they here? What are the anchors that are used? So that's my feeling, and it just came over me like I have to do it. So the little trick right at the moment with me is finding the time, given we've really got a heavy schedule with trainings, and also the adoption is moving along. There's a lot of things going on here. But I would hope that this week I could get that started. And I think I can just go by what people have asked me in the past. I think the things that I've listed here, it's just not natural. It keeps our eye off of enlightenment. And if you have a bad virus, your whole life is about that virus. I promise you. You are altering everything and doing everything differently to try to live through the virus. And so, you know, live beyond the virus. And so many doctor prognoses is you can't live with this. I remember being told with the mycoplasms that I had, you can't actually ultimately live with this. They've eaten away the nucleus of your cells, and you will die. But most people die. So that the pain receptors were on all the time. That was part of my problem, was that the nucleus of the cell was eaten away on all the cells, and then the pain receptors were on full blast all the time in all the cells of my body. And the doctors just said, there is no hope for you, and there's no cure. They said, what we've found is that we can, kind of like chemotherapy, we give you all the antiviral and antibacterial antibiotics that we have, and we give the highest doses. But what happens is people are no longer able to eat. They become emaciated. They become skeletons and eventually die from the treatment after 2 or 3 years. And you still end up with not having the cell regenerated, and you still end up with not having the nucleus of the cell. They just keep blasting and blasting to try and kill the mycoplasms off. So what I've done and what I learned to do, and I took the mycoplasms out of my body and I grew the cells back, so I don't have a pain receptors on full blast, and I have the nucleus in my cells again. And I did that using the quantum field. But I'm going to tell you that doctors don't believe in that. And maybe we have some doctors on this call, and I'm delighted that you're here. But the traditional Western medicine says, no, that's not possible. That is just not possible. And so when we look at things and we get told that's just not possible, I think about the DNA obliteration that I did for a lady, very close friend of mine, Kate, Cecily Kate from Scotland, and she had breast cancer DNA just big time in her body, and she had a three-year-old. She was 43. She had a three-year-old, and she said, I don't want to die like my mom, my aunt, and my grandma of breast cancer, and I did the DNA obliteration for her, and this was very early on in our learnings about DNA obliteration. She went back to the doctor, and the impossible happened. She had no DNA cancer. She had no breast cancer DNA in her body. That was just like an impossible thing. And I think about the doctors saying to me, your eyes can't get better. I wear glasses from 18 to 46. And the doctor just said, that's just not possible. Someone must have made a mistake. Or your tonsils have grown back. Well, I had my tonsils removed at 3, and at 46, I grew my tonsils back. That's just not possible. Or a colon being grown back. That's just not possible. And so we look at that, and we think, well, I think that we need to start doing the impossible and looking at the source of it, why it's there. It's very, viruses are very nefarious. They're very nasty, mean, malicious things that are in our body. And you look at all of the anchors, and obviously there are different anchors for the different viruses, but when that many anchors show up, and then it shows up in the blueprint too, we've got some work to do. And so amazing. Oh, my God. I predicted this about 9 months ago. I said I'd start working in more of a scientific Western medicine way in August, and here we are in August, and here we are asking, what the heck is this stuff? And why have we found it? And why is it so bad in so many people. And I have something to admit to you. Years ago, when I understood how to clear a virus, I tested myself and I had 27 viruses. I mean, I was so sick. And there were a lot of low-grade things, but there was a lot of stuff in my body. And I've cleared that out, and you can clear it out too. I think one of the things you want to know, though, is if you're in the academy, know that for me, I've been working on this for more than 10 years using this technique, and I'm very healthy and continuing to work on things. Like, I'm working on crooked joints now, and that's one thing that's really a priority with me. Restoring my hormonal body is very important to me. But I couldn't get there until I'd cleared out a lot of other things, other problems. And so don't think that everything's going to happen overnight, because it certainly hasn't happened overnight for me. But be courageous and determined, and you will get your freedom. I promise you, you will get your freedom. So anyway, feeling very passionate. Probably sound like a preacher, but feeling very, very passionate about this next step in looking at viruses in a more scientific way, taking one by one, who created it, who brought it to the planet. And sometimes it's been created by humans. I have to say, humans have made a mess of things, and they have, you know, bio wars or whatever, where biological weapons and things like that, and that's real. That is real. And, we also feel very sad in our house. We're recovering, but we had something happen that was really very distressing and very low demonic energy against darling Adelia, who, you know, some prejudice that came through, which was very hard for us on Sunday. And so we're taking steps. But, you know, it's a planet that has people of different frequencies and different vibrations, and you have to look at the pain in people when they are mean and cruel and share their meanness and their cruelty and their pain with others in a way that really distresses people. And that I want to also talk to you about, because I want to tell you a little story, and it's going to be helpful. It's going to really help you. So just hang in there with me. So something happened at our church. Adelia went to her Sunday school just like she's supposed to. She was an angel and she had fun. And then there was a meeting between services because all the pastors have left, and they've got a committee to. Then they were approving it has to be voted in. The committee has to be voted in, and Adelia and I were there. And Adelia's just got ants in her pants. She's so happy to be in church. She loves it, and. So she was kind of giggling and saying hi to people while the meeting was going on. And that should be okay. That really should be okay. At some point, she got away from me, and she was running giggling down the aisle. And that should still be okay. It's not during a church service. It's actually just a quorum of people meeting to vote some people in and pray that they be blessed so they find a minister. And we had some really shocking things happened. Somebody pointed at her, pointed like this and like that, an evil eye kind of thing, and another lady grabbed her hand, held her really tight and gave her a big shaming. And I was in a different place because Adelia was running all over. And then I grabbed her and I was holding on to her, and somebody came over, a big man also came over and yelled at me. And just yelled about how disrespectful I was. And but it was really with that feeling of prejudice. And we were shocked. We were just completely shocked. You know, we're in the Church of God and love, and there was so much pain in this church. And it's elderly people who children should be seen and not heard. I understand that. So that shock, I went out to my car and I wept. I was like, oh my gosh, we can't return to this church if this is the way it's going to be. We'll have to find a church home where, you know, the real vibration of Christ's love is present. And then we came home. We didn't go out to lunch. We just came home. But you know what? That man's yelling it shocked me. My spirit was out of my body, and two demons came in. And isn't that interesting that it was like just wanting to jump right in for my spirit being shocked and out of my body. And I saw something, and if this ever happens to you in some way where you're just shocked, like something happens that you completely don't expect, I cleared them out, but I didn't see it right away. And the thing that happens is when someone is telling you you are worthless and you don't belong here and you have no place here, and then there's the prejudice going through and there's the, just this yell kind of frequency. What I noticed was, even though I don't think it, Death is Better program apparently shows up. And I didn't think it. I didn't think Death is Better. I was just freaked out and sad. But that, you want to really check that and see if that's happening. If you're having that flooding experience, I know I could talk about it in the emotions class, but we've just finished the emotions class, and now we have this amazing episode where I learned something. I learned something really amazing. And when that happens, things can reset to a lower level. Stuff can get in that resets you to a lower level, and you want to clear yourself right away. You want to, like, okay, because I came back, and I was really, I was so shocked and sad, but I was also, I'm not feeling myself anymore. And when you're not feeling yourself, when you've like, okay, so clearly my spirit isn't in my body and there are other things that are in there because I'm feeling, threatened. And here we are in our beautiful home. We shouldn't feel threatened at our home. And that clear out was really, really important. Well, that's another way that things get in or things don't heal is if you're in experiences like that that are maybe abusive or traumatic. And for me, I had a traumatic childhood, and so that might stimulate something showing up. And ultimately, what I answered him was, thank you, God bless you too. So when this man was yelling at me, I couldn't really hear his words other than disrespectful. I know he was yelling a lot of words because a lot of people said he really yelled at you. And Adelia got shamed, and I didn't hear the words. I don't think I was meant to hear the words. I think it was meant to stay in my heart space and just say, thank you, God bless you, meaning thank you for giving me your pain. I understand you're in pain. I wish for God to bless you. And then I sent a message to the children's director who had seen it. She had witnessed it. And we've gotten calls from all the ministers of the church and lots of apologies. And I said, look, we're just going to unplug from this church. We're not going to be part of this church anymore, but I love you and appreciate you, and you've been absolutely wonderful with Adelia and I, and we thank you. Which way could we clear in such a situation? The immediate thing to do, Christina, is to say, this is not me. This is not me. I'm happy, I'm at peace, I'm relaxed all the time. I'm happy, at peace, and relaxed all the time. And then I actually created a chart and cleared it immediately. I can show you my chart if I have it up here. Let me see if I do. I might, because I made a quick chart on what happened. Let's see if I can find it. It might still be here. Is that it? No. We've had a lot happen since Sunday, but let's see. Anchors. Document 16, maybe that's it. Nope, that's not it either. Let's see if I can pull it up. Maybe it might show up in Word. It was personal, so I'll try it one more way. I can show you what I did, but that was related to that. And sure enough, there were demons involved. Let's see, maybe in the last 7 days, if I can search it that way. Let's see. Personal. No, that's personal skin. you know, I might have actually cleared it out because I didn't necessarily want to keep it. That could be that I cleared it and then I removed it from my computer. Oh, no, here it is. Church clearing chart. Now, understand, my lists are going to look different than other people's lists because I've cleared for so many years, so it's going to look very small compared to charts that you usually see. But this was very significant for me to clear. And I did work on it for 80 minutes. So this is what I had here. Right permission and ability to be loved, a valuable member of a church, to enjoy a friendly, wholesome, and loving relationship with the community, Christ and God, to have Adelia enjoy a respected, peaceful nature in church, joyful, disturbing, so I think it's undisturbing of others, a place where she is nourished and nurtured in her faith and understanding in the love of Christ, Mary, God, the angels, as well as where I can fully be well emotionally, disappearing the abuse I have formerly suffered at the hands of some Christians, removing, altering, amalgamating, compulsive, cruel, deceptive, demonic, dominating, harmful, illusion, observing, and suppressing. And then it was interesting also for me as I looked at this. So Satan and demons were definitely part of this, but they won't necessarily, anyway, in any case, Satan is a demon. So that's a demon there. And then look at here are some additional things that we're going to go into. So I haven't really deeply cleared myself out of 9 through 40, where I've gotten everything out of 9 through 40. So that was interesting that showed up. Shock definitely showed up. Ancestral contracts, oppression, contamination. That's really interesting. Poor body image, scorned, collapse labels like I can't be a successful woman, a mother, and be loved at church, something like that. That would be a collapse label where two things or three things are together and you can't have one if you have the other. So that was what showed up on my chart. With a church thing, you want to look at malfunction of, like, if you're looking at interferences, it's going to be demons and angels typically. It won't have a lot of alien stuff in it. I'm not angry with the church. I think there are a lot of people in that church who are very prejudiced and are very much in pain and are elderly people who aren't going to change. And that's kind of when I spoke to the women's ministry director yesterday, she relayed her shock and grief for me and said that she's an older lady, saying that her even older ladies, she's just having a really hard time directing them because they are so set in their ways and they just aren't open-hearted. And, you know, it's her job to be the women's director for all of women in the church. So she was saying that she thought that it was a good move for us to leave the church. Anyway, it was really a learning experience for me. I'm really on the other side of it. But I wanted to share with you, wow, so I went into that shock and sadness, and then some stuff jumped in, and then I saw, look, that death is better, which is not something I consider, showed up. And, you know, that's how the demons could get in. So that's kind of a trick. I have to kind of figure that out because that's not part of my world. So... but that was how they got in, because there was one of the demons was a walk-in that jumped into me, and I didn't let it in. So it got in through something related to death is better. Yeah, exactly, Karen. That's it. So, and it might be creating a church of my own. I don't know. I am an ordained minister, so maybe that's what I need to do, is create a church of high-frequency people. I don't know. I'm not saying I'm taking on one more thing right at the moment. Okay, so let's see where we are in the chart. And I know I've done a lot of talking today, but I really do feel on fire with this information. Like, I think we have to look at viruses differently. I think we have to look at them like we do spiritual interferences or anchors. And then also, I just wanted to share this kind of all this awareness that came in about how that got in. Because if you aren't, we don't go through big sadness at our house. We're happy. My family is building. We're in a beautiful home, a beautiful neighborhood, and we have playmates and friends, and we don't sit in the, oh, death is better. I love my career. I absolutely adore my job. So that wouldn't mean that I would be in a position to get a walk-in showing up. And yet there was something for a day that snuck into me that I didn't welcome in, that I didn't say yes to ever, and is well out of me now. So it just looks to me like there's just a piece that we need to look at there too, which I am beginning to look at. So good. Okay, so we're going to look at the chart now. We're 72% clear on this chart, and looks like some of us are thinking you can lead your own church. Thank you. Yeah, me too. I'm thinking that too. And maybe we could have like outdoor services once in a while. I just can't imagine taking on one more thing at the moment, but I think it might be a good idea. It might be a good idea. My friends Maddie and Justin are starting a church plant, I think they call it. And I just adore them, but I test that it would be only 50% good for us, meaning, you know, he's bringing in people. He's going to pubs and talking about God in pubs. And I just wouldn't get the nurturing that I want or the fellowship on the higher frequency. I mean, that's their outreach, and it's kind of like a missionary kind of outreach. But it's, you know, I guess what I would want is a high frequency where people are practicing the love of Christ. I'll come to your church. I live close by. Okay. And stream services for those of us who are not geographically close. All right. It's definitely a consideration. I will contemplate the idea of... of starting a church. I have occasionally thought I could just do like a streaming service on Sunday morning, you know. We could just read some scripture and talk about the love of God or angels or the role in our life and sing, and, you know, that would be good. Yeah, Jenna, I'm sure that was what was happening. Between that and prejudice, I think the two things. Because Adelia was so happy. And that was one of the things the women's director and the youth minister who called said, she's adorable and she was, you know, being sweet, and there was no reason for what was happening. Well, there's Unity churches, but they really aren't Christian churches. Unity isn't really a church. It's a community. It's a new thought community, and it's wonderful. And there are no Unity churches down here. No, they're up in the Bay Area, though. It's interesting it came up in clearing of viruses. Any connection? Yes, I get a yes. About viruses. Now I'm going to ask some questions that I don't know answers to. I wonder if viruses keep people in low frequencies. Yes. Do the viruses themselves keep people in low frequencies? Do the low frequencies keep people in viruses? The low frequencies keep people in viruses. And, the one thing we're not talking about is miasms, which is group mind virus. and MEAMS, which is a group mind illness. So those probably could also be added to this. I mean, when we're talking about physical viruses that are experienced in a physical body. But we also could be talking about MEAMS, miasms, curses. Curses are kind of like that too. Sometimes you can have a group cursing going on. So are curses viruses? Yes, they are. Curses are viruses. Let me see on that, because we're working on physical viruses, obviously. That's what we're working on. But let me just look on our programs and brands, labels, realms, lists, and see. Undeserving. Projection is a virus. Unworthy is a virus. Control energy is a virus. Scapegoat is a virus. Meme is a virus. Entitlements is a virus. This is interesting. Curses, black magic, so things we say against ourselves. Poor body image is a virus. Blame is a virus. Disappointment is a virus. Interesting. What is Mother's Prophecy? You know, I found that just last week, and I was asking about skin, believe it or not, and you may have a mother who is telling you over and over again, you're going to be just like me when you get older. My mother, every time I see her, she goes, oh, well, you're still young, but you're going to be just like me, and you're going to have brown spots all over your skin, or you're going to blah, 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 all the time. And she's just, it's a prophecy thing that she's constantly doing. It's like a curse that's coming out of her. It's like, you're going to have this, and you're going to have this. And you think about the 100,000 times, you go, in my mind, no, I'm not, no, I'm not, no, I'm not. But that's, she's laying a track. She's laying a track, and she probably is telling her friends, she's going to have this, she's going to have this, she's going to have this. And so that's what Mother's Prophecy is. It's really that over and over and over and over and over and over, and it lays a track in you. And even if you're like, no, I'm not, no, I'm not, no, I'm not, you got to clear the Mother's Prophecy out too. So that has to come out too, because she's probably talking about it when she's not with you, and she's talking about it when she's with you. So, and that just showed up. I was asking questions about what do I not know? What do I not know yet? And if you've been with me in class the last 2 or 3 months, you know that that's what I've been doing. I keep asking, what do we not know yet? And trying to define any and everything that we don't know yet. Like, does that impact me? It does impact me. And why this, you know, shocking experience at church was so perfect that we'd have this, you know, that was a way a walk-in got into me, which I never have walk-ins. And, you know, there was this, anyway, it's just, oh, and then the death is better thing I saw with the walk-in somehow sneaking in and me kicking everything out and looking at, well, how that's a way that something can get in against your will and without any agreement. You're in shock. Your spirit's out of your body, because when you're in shock, the spirit leaves temporarily. You bring your spirit back. You calm yourself, and there's something there. There was something there. So that's fascinating. My mom did a lot of Mother's Prophecy. It was constant. Exactly. And it just needs to be addressed in the clearings. If you were one of those people who had a mother that's, this is you, 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 this is you. More than just this is you, this is your future. This is something very specific to mothers. They feel like they have a right. It's kind of like an entitlement. They're prophesying something. They're projecting something onto you. They're saying it over and over and over and over and over and over and over. So I just literally found that like 7 or 8 days ago, when I prepped for the just after. Let's see. So it was it was Sunday. It was Sunday, because I did the clearing on the church thing, and then I did a skin clearing on myself too. just continuing to look at what do I not know. Okay. 86% clear. Yeah, I agree with you, Don. Sneaky and opportunistic, right? Oh, listen, I could jump into the blueprint right now and work on those 16 things I saw. So why don't I do that? And then, you know, if I don't address something that you feel is really important in the chat box, you could send a message to support, because I think we could get most of those 16 things in the blueprint if I go right now. So why don't I do that? And I'm going to get as much as I can on viruses out of the blueprint. Since we saw both demonic and Lucifer stops, we know, you know, there's problems there. So let me do that. And everybody keep working. And I'm going to put up some I'm going to put on some music for you. Wow, this is really great class today. I'm just really happy with it. Lots of good stuff coming to the surface. Thank you. Okay, I am back, and we are definitely still live, and let me come out on the screen. Okay, I did get the things in the blueprint, the 16 things in the blueprint, and then as I was coming back, I was also looking, is there a death is better program in the blueprint, and that's not the case. But it can get wired in, so where you think you've, like I think I've completely cleared it, but I haven't just gone after death is better, which was something that we were working on recently, removing, you know, like where in the world would that still show up? And if you were really traumatized where you were thrown out of your body, it shows up. So would that be in perception? That would be in perception. Yeah, it would be in perception. And so that's something I'm going to work on for myself, is just when I get thrown out of my body, the option is to get back in my body, not have the death is better show up. So that's going to be a little project for me today. So very good. Okay, so we got those 16 things, 98% on the chart. Let's see, we have a minute or two left on the chart, maybe, let's see. Three minutes left on the chart. Amazing sharing today. I will be able to take a look at the chat box fully. Sorry that I didn't say your name this morning, but I love you very much, and I'm glad you're here. And we had a good turnout. Although we have 77 students or something like that in this class, and we have about 50 of you here. So for those of you watching on live stream, replay, hi to you too. And yes, I'm going to show you if you have viruses. I put it at the bottom of the chart. Even if I had spaced out, it was there. So here it is. There it is. So viral infections, just like we did last week with bacterial infections. If you have mild, chopping 9 minutes every 3 days, 11 times. So that's like 33 days. Moderate infections, chopping 15 minutes every 3 days, up to 18 times for 54 days. Then severe severe infection, doorknob, 22 minutes every day for up to 70 days. And then, you know, I think the other thing that I want to say to you, viral infections are harder to clear. I think if we do start looking at them in a different way, we may be able to identify why they're so hard to clear. And when we're looking at that many anchors, that might be the problem. However, I have to say it doesn't take that long for me when I'm telling you this is what I'm mapping out for you. And so one of the things we might want to be working on with you also is to increase the power of your quantum pump. And that is a training that we do in the apprentice program. And we do have a one-off kind of a program coming up in the fall on just helping you increase your quantum pump. That people will be invited to that aren't in the apprentice program. But when you're in the apprentice program, your skill level really does go up. And so that means that you become more efficient and more effective, and you need less time to do a clearing. And so for me, let's see, when I did herpes, herpes is 3 to 6 times for me. And hepatitis, that was a long time ago when I cleared somebody who was really sick with hepatitis, and I did a series for her. So, and I cleaned out her liver too. I did a bunch of stuff for her. So that was a little bit different focus. Maybe four good clearings to get the hepatitis out. But that's me, and so I give you numbers for you. And then what we want to do is get you more supercharged like me. So I hope that you are considering joining the apprentice program. If you're not in the apprentice program, that is where I can, even if we're not physically interacting, believe me, the apprentices are getting my attention every day, every day, every day. So even if you're not sending me messages, know that I'm looking out for you and shepherding you, mentoring you on the on the astral, if you want to say the astral, in the spirit realm or in the physical realm or whatever it is, you'll see me in your dreams. Many people do see me in their dreams working with them. So that's where a lot of that is happening. Okay, good job, everybody. I think we'll end with a song. And keep pumping for another minute or two, please. And I've got a song up here. Let's see, which song do I have up? Should we do Angel's Call? That's beautiful. So we'll end with a little song. Song always just resets the energy and happiness. I know we've talked about a lot of things today. Angels call while we are sleeping, riding through the waves of dreams, keeping safe our mortal bodies while we play in astral scenes. Beams of light flow from their bodies, showing us a glimmering mirror, waking to the world of wonder, leaves behind all doubt and fear. And I wish you a beautiful day, a beautiful weekend, a healthy, vibrant, happy experience on the planet. And may all of your interactions serve you wonderfully. I love you so much. God bless you, and I'll see you real soon. Bye-bye for now.